Quite often in the records of the kings, you read something like this. Now, the rest of the acts of so-and-so and all that he did, and his might, or his might that he showed, are they not recorded in the book of the Chronicles, which, by the way, was probably not the book of Chronicles that we have in our Bibles. And you see this in 2 Kings 13, 14, 20, etc. And the word for might that is used is really has the sense really of victory or achievement. And it sort of reads rather sadly, really, that the guy died and all his great achievements, well, yes, they're noted down in some book of Chronicles, which we don't actually have. As I say, it's not the same as the book of Chronicles, book called Chronicles in the English Bibles. So it's rather a pathetic statement, really. Yeah, all his achievements noted down somewhere, but the book's actually not around. And the contrast is with the way that David continually uses this same word for might or achievement in talking about God's achievement. And he says in 1 Chronicles 29:11 in his prayer, yours is the power. This is the same word for might. Yours is the achievement and the glory and the majesty. And Jesus picks that phrase up and inserts it into the Lord's Prayer. This is how we are to close our prayers, with recognizing that all the achievement is his. Now, in secular life, a lot is made of achievement. What did you achieve in your life? And a lot of focus is put upon careers or work that was achieved. And yet, when you get the connection that, from the spiritual point of view, the only achievement is God's, all that is, shall I say, very secular. And when you read about these kings, many of whom are pretty much condemned by God as not really having been his men in this world, and it says, yeah, and all their achievement is recorded in some book that we now don't have, it sort of reads just rather sadly, really, because all human achievement has to be seen in that context. The same word is used in Jeremiah 9. Don't let the wise man glory in his wisdom, we might say in all his education. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might, in his achievement. But let him who glories glory in this, that he has understanding and knows me, that I am Yahweh, who exercises grace, loving kindness, justice and righteousness in the earth. And in fact, the glorification of human might is often condemned in the prophets. I suppose the clearest one would be Jeremiah 23, verse 10. Their might, and it's the same word used in these accounts of the kings, their might is not right. So I think the takeaway from all this is that don't feel bad about yourself if you look back and think, well, what have I achieved? You know, I've raised kids, or I've been a housewife, or I've been I've not worked, I've lived on Social Security or whatever, or yeah, I did the same job all my life and I never really got up the ladder. Or if you're at the other end and you think, oh yeah, what did I achieve? Oh well, yeah, I finished university and I went here and I went there and look at my CV and I achieved this and I achieved that and I opened this company and then we made another company and then we did this and did that. And it's all the same. Because the only achievement ultimately is that of God. And the thing you should glory in is not your CV, is not your biography, but let him who glories in might or achievement glory in this, that he knows me. And that doesn't mean necessarily that you have a set of theologies that are pretty much okay and square up against the Bible. Because the Hebrew sense of knowing God is very much of having a relationship. Because to know, in the Hebrew sense of that idea, is to have a relationship with. You know, a man knows a woman, and hey presto, she has a baby, according to the Hebrew Bible. Well, he has a relationship with her. That's the idea. And that is what we are to glory in. not any human achievement. And this, I think, is particularly relevant to, well, to all of us. It's relevant to those who have got, apparently, something to boast in their achievements, to those who have a long CV of what they achieved, in human terms, and it's also relevant to those who do not have anything much to write, apparently. Because the achievement is his, and the glory is in that you know him. That you are in relationship with him. If you have the long CV of all the stuff that you achieved, well, then it's like some of these kings. All the might, all the achievement that he did is written in some book of Chronicles, which is lost and is not actually known about. In the end, it is ashes to ashes. In the end, in the final end, you know, after 1,000 years, if Jesus doesn't come back, who will remember the guy with the great big long CV? You know, we like to say, oh, he will live on in our hearts. Yes, until all the hearts that knew him died. And it's all a case of fading glory. So it is not of works, lest any man should boast, as Paul says. It is of his grace, and it is knowing him. Let not the mighty man glory in his might, but only glory in this, that he knows me, that I am Yahweh who exercises loving kindness or grace in the earth. If you have known his grace, if you have prayed on your knees, and I urge you to pray on your knees, and you rise up after that, feeling and knowing, wow, I've known his grace. You know, that is worth more than anything in the world, than all the might of human achievement. Now, it can be that people don't know that either, and so they are of all men most miserable. But really and truly, you can. He wants you to know him. God is not afar off. He is looking for relationship with you and to reveal himself to you. So glory then that you know him. That I am Yahweh who exercise grace, loving kindness, justice and righteousness in the earth.